Hey guys, so I am back with another episode of Chrissy Uncut, and this is going to be like a 5-part series, and the series is astrology. As I said before, my newfound love, I am so obsessed with astrology, like I don't even know how to explain it. It just keeps my blood pumping, and like I just want to know. So I decided that I am going to share the information, because a lot of people just think that if they say, oh, I am this particular zodiac sign, then that's who I am and that's it. For example, I'm a Virgo and that's it. No, it goes way deeper than that. As I said before in my previous podcast, if you have not checked it out, just go ahead and check it out before you continue with this one. And thank you so much to the persons who have reposted, who have liked, who have sent me so many messages. I appreciate it so much. Thank you. So I am going to kick it off. I may sound a bit fast sometimes because I tend to talk very fast when I'm trying to explain something. So just keep your ears wide open and please have an open mind to this, because it is very, very, very intriguing. You would not even understand how it makes me feel. It's like I'm teaching myself. I even have my little notebook. So like I will read, I will listen to audio clips, I will do all of this, just listening, learning on my own, jotting down my little notes. So let's get into it. So tonight I'm going to be talking about the zodiac signs. I'm going to be touching a little bit on everything, on the planets, how the planets come into play when it comes on to our signs, stuff like that. The universe, the moon, the sun, the Milky Way, stuff like that. So it might sound weird now that I'm talking about it, because you're like, what all of this have to do with my zodiac sign? Well, trust me, it does. So let's get into it. All right, so basically we are in a universe, and the universe is filled with like billions of galaxies. There is one galaxy that is called the Milky Way, right? The Milky Way has billions and billions of stars. But there is this one star that has its own solar system that revolves around it, and this is called the Sun. The Latin name for sun is Sol. So the planets revolve around the sun. The planets that are revolve, or the planets that revolves around the sun, are Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and of course the far out one, Pluto. I think it's kind of non-existent now, but we all learned it in school, so it's still a planet to me. The moon, though, contrary to what other people may believe, or contrary to popular belief, it is not a planet. It's not a planet. Earth, where we reside, of course, has its own moon that revolves around us, while we and 8 other planets revolve around the sun. So not only is the Earth constantly revolving around the sun, but we also have our own little axis that lies in the north and the south pole, and we also spin on that. So our solar system, it does not only like consists of the large planets, but our solar system also consists of billions and billions of stars. So these stars can be broken down into groups, which are known as constellations. Now, there are 88 constellations in the solar system, right? I hope that you're following. The zodiac focuses on 12 major ones. And these are Aries, which is the ram, Taurus, which is the bull, Gemini, which are the twins. You have Cancer, which is the crab. You have Leo, which is the lion. You have Virgo, of course, which is me, the virgin. And you have Leo, which are the scales. You have Scorpio, which is the scorpion. It's called Scorpius as well. You have Sagittarius, which is the archer, the very big bad Sagittarius, fire sign and all that. You have Capricorn, which is a sea goat. You have Aquarius, which is the water barrier. And you have, last but not least, Pisces, which is the fish. So, the Earth, the planet, the solar, the galaxy, the universe, they all move in motion, basically. And so, the zodiac signs, they are all divided into elements. So, there are four elements that they're divided into. You have fire, you have earth, you have air, and water. For the fire signs, we have Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries. For the earth signs, we have Capricorn, Virgo, and Taurus. For the air signs, we have Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. For the water sign, we have Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. The zodiac signs can also be divided whether by mutable core cardinal or fixed signs. Furthermore, they can also be divided into whether they're feminine or masculine. So you have like a masculine Aries, you have a feminine Virgo, etc. The signs, they also have their own ruling planet. So the ruling planet can get really, really deep as to why these constellations are ruled by these planets. And the same goes for the feminine, masculine, mutable, fixed, and all the other ancient history. So for now, I'm going to skip the why and just continue with the what. So what I'll do is, in each episode, I will break them down for you. So this is like this, the trailer for this was basically the first audio that was done before the first podcast, was basically an introduction of what I am doing now. So what I did was break down how the zodiac came about and how the planets all share a little part in the zodiac, with the zodiac signs. So what I'll do is, in the next episode, I'm going to be talking about the rising signs. I'm going to be talking about the houses, where they're broken up into. I am going to be talking about the moon signs, because similar to your sun sign, you have moon signs. So the sun sign is, I was just talking to somebody about it. The sun signs is basically your physical, like how you are as a person. That's how people see you, like as a Virgo. Like they look at you and they just know that she's a Virgo, he's a Leo, etc. But your moon sign is basically your subconscious. You can also check it out. You can go ahead and you can investigate, or you can just look up your birth chart or your natal chart and you can find out what your moon sign is. So if you were born August 27, 1991, at 5 a.m. in Montego Bay, Jamaica, you can see what your moon sign is. For example, I am a Virgo, my moon sign is Aries. So my subconscious, my emotional state, how I think, I think like an Aries, subconsciously, emotionally. That's how I am. But physically, like personally, personality wise, that everybody gets to see, the person that they see outside is a Virgo. So you can look at me and just know that, oh, she's a Virgo, she's shy, she's this, she's that, she's this and she's that and she's this and she's that. So I'm going to be having, as I said, 5 parts. So the next episode I'll be talking about the rising signs and the moon signs. For the other episodes, I'll be talking about the different traits in the zodiac. So I'll basically be reading you. I'll be talking about the 12 signs and the characteristics of all 12 signs, and I'll be talking about the love connections, you know, who you're compatible with. Of course, there are a lot of persons who do not believe in the love compatibility, but I do, because it has, your sign has something to do with the person you are connected to. It does, believe it or not, it does. And I will be talking about that. I'll also be talking about the houses and yeah, your career, etc., 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 etc. So tune in again. I'll be dropping the next audio soon, so just look out, share my link, pass on the knowledge, and just stay tuned. Thank you again for joining me. I will see you. You will hear me in the next episode. Good night. Bye.